Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Desperation in the desert turns into a miracle win for the Titans. Adam Schefter tweeted this out last night. Titans overcame an 18-point deficit to beat Arizona. Panthers overcome a 17-point deficit to beat the Dolphins. Broncos overcome a 14-point deficit to defeat the Eagles. The Saints overcome an 11-point deficit, beat the Giants, and the Commanders overcome a 10-point deficit to beat the Chargers. I mean, if you're betting on these games and you're following these games, especially if you were initially on what you thought was the right side, we saw a lot of variance yesterday and a lot of games switch at the last second, some really crazy beats. So just like it always is in the NFL, you never really know until the end.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why you stick around. And I think Cam Ward was saying that at the end of the Titans game, is that like, we are far from a flawless team. In fact, remember, he called the Titans team ass, and Brian Callahan got mad about that. But, you know, if you stick around and stick with it, like, maybe you'll be at the right place at the right time. And that's literally the only way that the Titans won this game, because we had two disastrous game-breaking plays by the Cardinals, in which they pulled a DeSean Jackson where they dropped the ball before they got into the end zone and it was a touchback. And then that really crazy play that should have been a Cam Ward interception, then it fumbles around, you know, the other team drops it, and the Titans recover it in the end zone. So, like, that's not something that you're sitting there watching that game like, oh yeah, the Titans are going to come back. No, it took two really wild plays for them to even be in that game. But I will say this, Cam Ward deserves some credit for running a flawless 2-minute drill and getting his team down the field, because that was the biggest 2 minutes of the game, and he absolutely delivered in that moment. So he does deserve his flowers for sticking around and being very resilient in that moment.
Well, let's get to that game then, as the Titans upset the Cardinals 22-21, and give people a taste of what happened in this game. If you didn't see it, it was just absolutely wild. The Titans getting 7 points. They were plus 325 on the money line, total set at 42, the over hits. And this game looked to be all over in the fourth. Amari DeMarcado for the Cardinals, if you've not seen this highlight, rushes for what looks to be a 72-yard touchdown and then would give the Cardinals a 28-6 lead, but he drops the ball in celebration just before the goal line. Like, how many times are we going to see a play like this? So it's a touchback, and then Arizona falls apart. Later in the fourth, Titans down 21-12, and then it is blooper reel time.
Clock running inside of 5 minutes. Ward goes through his progressions. Everyone covered, slings it back, it's deflected and picked! Taylor Demerson, and then the football came out! Who recovers? Tennessee for the touchdown! In a crazy sequence!
The Titans end their 10-game losing streak. And I just have to say, I saw someone, who was it, losing their mind on Twitter. Because imagine if you're on the Cards yesterday and DeMarcado is at the one about to put Arizona up 28-6 and the early celebration means it's a touchback, Titans football. I mean, and then you lose outright. Like, you don't even have a chance of covering that number with Arizona laying 7. I mean, my God. I don't want to say it's a bad beat, but it's a squirrely one.
Oh, yeah. I think you definitely deserve to be a little angry about that one, especially if you had the Cardinals in Survivor. Because I know a lot of people that looked at this Titans team and said, ain't no way that that team's winning. And I would have agreed with them. But here's the thing. Like, that's what makes Survivor so difficult. It sounds so easy on the surface when you say, hey, all you have to do is pick an outright winner in the NFL. It's simple, right? But we've seen chaos and a huge dose of it, and it's only October.
Here's the thing. I have some advice for NFL players if you're about to score a touchdown. Pretty simple. You just wait an extra beat, an extra second, and then you cross the goal line first. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you tuck it high and tight, and you get into the end zone, and then you release the football. I mean, my God, we saw A.D. Mitchell do it for the Colts last week in a game they probably should have won. That turned the game around. And then yesterday, DeMarcado, right there at the goal line. This is probably the dumbest play in sports when you have 6 points right there, and the only reason why you don't get it is because you release the ball early. Are we going to have to start teaching this to our youth? Guys, you got to cross the goal line, and then you can release the football. Like, these plays are unacceptable. There's just no excuse for them.
Yeah, it just feels like this is a fundamental thing that obviously we are teaching to the youth because, you know, five-year-olds sometimes forget this, but people who've been playing football their entire lives and get paid a very handsome sum of money to be good at football, like, this is something that you got to have, if nothing else, not to let your team down, you know, because I would imagine he's got to be feeling absolutely terrible right now, especially the fact that the Cardinals lost the game. So I will say this. I do think that he will be much more focused in the future because the only thing worse than doing this is doing this twice. Because wasn't that the thing with DeSean Jackson is that he did this multiple times? So do not make yourself in the image of DeSean Jackson. Learn from your mistakes. If it happens once, okay, at least you learn from it.
I think Santana Moss is telling me that he was coaching like a football camp last year, coaching receivers. And half these receivers getting off the line wanted to do like some sort of TikTok dance before they ran their route. And he's like, bro, he's like, get off the line of scrimmage and run your route. Like, stop sitting here dancing and doing all these moves. Make a football move. And so that's an exaggeration. Like, I don't think this is happening across the country, but certainly there is, you know, sort of an infusion of how am I going to celebrate as opposed to I got to cross the goal line first.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in the NFL where the margin for error is so thin. Like, ask these NFL head coaches how hard it is to win week in and week out in the NFL. Like, look at us. We're in October 6th, and there is still not an undefeated team remaining in the entire league.
Yeah, Bills taking that L last night to the Patriots. Titans, by the way, head to Vegas next Sunday. The Cardinals visit Indianapolis and the Colts. How about we go to Philly where the Broncos stun the Eagles 21-17. The Broncos getting 3.5. They were plus 170 on the money line. And the under hits with the total of BetMGM sitting at 43.5. At kickoff, the Broncos down 14 points in this game. Bo Nix leads them on 3 straight scoring drives in the fourth quarter.
Back they go to Ingram, balanced, and dives. Touchdown, Denver.
Call courtesy of CBS. Nix goes 9 of 10 for 126 yards in the final frame alone. The Eagles lose for just the second time in 22 games going back to last season. And once again, those questions about the Eagles' offense, particularly after this game, are going to start being bandied about again, which is, okay, you guys are a good team, but are you not maximizing what you can do when you're on O?
Yeah, but I'll say this. This is a really tough defensive matchup. Like, the Broncos, we know their secondary is all-world, leading the way with Pat Surtain, reigning defensive player of the year, and we knew that it was probably going to be a quiet game from A.J. Brown. And I know that is not great for him and his mentality, but that's just kind of the matchup. But you'd say it to yourself, at least we have Saquon Barkley, you know, who was the best running back bar none in the league last year. But once again, he's bottled up. When he only has 30 rush yards on the ground, which is almost hard to fathom when you have such a good offensive line And also a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, who can run as well. You would think that that is a very tough run game to stop. So the Broncos certainly did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deserve some credit there. But let's pause for a second, because I think a lot of people look at the NFL and they say, hey, you know, if a team's not undefeated, they shouldn't be, you know, getting credit for maybe being the Super Bowl favorites. Let's rewind to last year. The Eagles last year started the season 2-2 with losses to the Falcons and the Bucks. Let's rewind to the year that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. In 2023, there was a stretch during the Chiefs season where they lost 4 of 6 games. The NFL is just really tough to be dominant. And like the only dominant season I can think of was the year that Tom Brady and the Patriots went in the Super Bowl undefeated. And what do? They lost in the Super Bowl to Eli Manning. So it's one of those things where I think you can still lose games to good teams and still be considered the best team in the NFL.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Success is never in a straight line, especially in the NFL. You just want to be trending the right way, and it's just too competitive of a league to, you know, march through undefeated. You're going to have some low points or some times when you lose 2 or 3 games. The question is, can you recover and get it done and go on a run in the postseason? Interesting thing about the Eagles when you talk about Saquon is, I mean, we're through 5 weeks now. If someone had bet me before the season, hey, I'll bet you that Saquon won't rush for $100 or 100 yards, I should say, in his first 5 games, maybe bet me $100. I'd be like, yeah, you're on. And here he is. So it's not just A.J. Brown. Maybe we focus on A.J. Brown because he's the one complaining the most, but Saquon hasn't got it going either.
Absolutely. Like, this whole offense does not have good numbers across the board. So if you're going to say to me, like, the Eagles don't deserve to be Super Bowl favorites, maybe that's where you start. And you say, okay, this offense is not operating on the level that it operated last year. And it starts with Saquon, because obviously any team is going to be much more effective through the air when you can get the run game going. But right now, Saquon Barkley has 267 yards through what, 5 games?
Yeah.
Last year, there were games in which he would have over 200 yards rushing, and we just haven't seen it. And maybe it starts with like the big explosive plays, because last year I remember playing like clockwork, Saquon Barkley over his longest rush. But here are his longest rushes this year: 16, 13, 12, 10, and 17. Like, he doesn't have those big explosive runs anymore.
Yeah, it's really weird, and I don't know exactly what it is. I don't necessarily think he's slowing down. I just think that whole offense as a whole has kind of hit this middling point where, despite all the talent, if everyone else were producing outside of Saquon, I'd say, okay, maybe something going on with Saquon. But right now, it just looks like they just, for some reason, they just, whether it's scheme, whether it's how defenses are playing them now, maybe they've gotten too predictable, whatever it is, teams have figured them out for now. So a loss for the Eagles, but still, if you look at the odds of BetMGM, plus 750, so the third favorite to win the Super Bowl. Broncos are on their way to London for a Sunday game against the Jets. The Eagles, right back at it, short week for them. They had to visit at the Giants on Thursday Night Football. Maybe the game of the day was in Seattle. The Buccaneers edged the Seahawks 38-35. The Bucs getting 3.5 points. The Bucs plus 150. Total set at 44 and a hook. The over hits. Both quarterbacks catch fire in this game. Baker Mayfield, 29 of 33, 379 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Emeka Ebuka again stepping up.
Third down, 15, Mayfield. Winds up, throws, caught, touchdown! Ebuka right on the money!
Woo, Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS. Ebuka, 7 catches, 163 yards of the score. Sam Darnold had a great night. Great afternoon. 28 of 34, 341 yards, 4 touchdowns. But he's picked off late by Lavonte David, and that allows the Bucs to get the game-winning field goal with just seconds to play. So Tampa becomes the first team in NFL history with 4 wins by 3 points or fewer in its first 5 games. Man, Tampa is feisty.
Oh, absolutely. And we were wondering if situationally this is going to be a tough spot for him, because coming off a very physical game against the Eagles, and then you have to go all the way to Seattle, which is not a short hop, skip, and a jump from Tampa Bay to play at one of the toughest home field environments in football. But that's what we've come to expect from Baker Mayfield, is that he's gritty, that he's a winner, that he's a gamer. So he certainly deserves his flowers in this one. I did not see this game being the instant classic, but I couldn't have been happier to watch both these quarterbacks. I found myself kind of rooting for both teams because yeah. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold have kind of followed similar paths, you know, in the NFL, where both of them at one point played for Carolina, both looked really terrible there. But now they've found themselves as veteran quarterbacks who can lead a game-winning drive. And I know it wasn't the case for Sam Darnold, but still something to be said for going 28 of 34 and 341 yards. And until that last interception, he had 4 touchdowns and no picks throughout the day. So what a game.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I know a lot of people will pick on Darnold and say, oh, that interception at the end. But listen, when you put up 35 points on offense, you should be able to win every game in the NFL. You'll take that every single weekend. But a great game nonetheless, and also great for uniforms. I mean, the classic Seahawks uniforms from the 70s and 80s, and the Bucs wearing the creamsicle unis. Beautiful game to watch. Great game. Next up for the Bucs, they host the Niners on Sunday. The Seahawks visit the Jags. Let's look at Offensive Rookie of the Year odds here before we go to break, because Emeka Ebuka, plus 125. Ashton Jeanty is 4-1. Jackson Dart is plus 650. I'd put money on Ebuka right now, plus 125. Jeanty has all the talent in the world, but that Raiders offensive line is just straight up garbage. The fact that you get Ebuka at plus money still is amazing to me.
Yeah, I do think he is certainly in the driver's seat, but I'm not a huge fan of like betting the favorite on things in October, because I do think there is still plenty of leeway for other guys. I think the one metric that maybe Ebuka like has a huge lead in is touchdowns. Because Tyler Warren's been really good for the Colts as well. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't have those touchdowns. He only has 1 touchdown on the year, but 44, 70, 38, 79, and 76 yards in his 5 games this season. He is extremely talented, and he's playing on a great Colts team. But yeah, Ebuka with the touchdowns. Can't argue that.
Also, I'll throw out a little something. Bill Kroski Merritt, 30-1. Looked great yesterday for the Commanders if you're looking for a dog. Coming up next on the show, time to look back at the weekend and decide who is our Monday MVP and how many of us will head to the college game. That is next right here on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.